Hi Nishant, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm going to thank you so much, Nishant. And thank you for allowing me to be your coach today. With your permission, can we record our conversation for academic
Yes.
purpose?
Yes, sir. Please
So
do
let me
it.
tell you, Nishant, my role will be to create a safe and supportive environment for our discussion today. So let me allow you a couple of moments to center yourself and your thoughts so that we have a meaningful discussion. Let me know when you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go now.
Thank you, Nishant. So what would you like to discuss today, Nishant?
So I am typical in my mid-career. And recently I have got through my appraisals and the company results also came. So I am in a doubt in my mind based on the appraisal done and the company results. I do see that we are not doing well as a company. And then this impacts my future in this company. I have good time involved. And so from work perspective, I'm good. But when I look at the situation and my growth perspective in this company, I feel a bit, I feel like leaving and trying to go or trying to find a new job. In the second state, the job market currently for IT is not that. So I have this doubt in my mind. How do I go? What do I do? What is the right decision for me to make so that the path which I take forward for next 10 years is good for me? So this is where I need some help and some thoughts to make sure that I take the right decision.
Thank you, Nishant, for sharing that thoughts. First of all, I think it's great to hear that you are wanting to have a very secured and fruitful career in the current organization rather than moving out. Now, that's a good way to look at a career. So that's a good thing. So I hear there's a doubt in your mind about the appraisal that has gone by and how it's going to impact your future in the company. I also hear feels like you want to leave the company for good prospects, but that's again a doubt in your mind. I hear you would want to have next 10 years as a path forward in your career. So it seems, Nishant, you are exploring possibilities to have a very stable career and a long-term association with the organization. So
And
tell me more
also,
about, yeah.
if, based on whatever I am thinking, if looking outside is better than being in.
So tell me more about looking outside, Nisha.
So, yeah, so the doubt in my mind is mainly because the IT market is going through the tough patch. And the problem which can happen is that I move out of here because of better money or maybe better salary and better position. But I don't know how the market will behave and what happens after some time. So that doubt in my mind is restricting me to look outside my habitation. So I'm in two minds. That situation, yeah. See, from work perspective, it is fine, but from the prospect, the way company is doing, I have a doubt here. So how things will happen for me. The market outside is also a bit doubtful in the sense that we don't know what happens because of IT situation, job in IT situation. So.
So I hear, your work is fine and the company is doing good. I hear that you are concerned about the market conditions which might impact your career, and you are in two minds. Can you just give me some more update on these two minds? What about these two minds?
So, see the situation in the
Chat, if
current
you could
company.
speak a little loudly, please. Your words are not clear.
Yes.
Mine?
Maybe increase the volume.
Elena, mine, my words?
Yes, Nishant, I'm talking to you.
Okay, sorry. Yes. So, the two minds, is it okay now?
Yes, Nishant, please
The
go
two
ahead.
minds are mainly from the perspective that current company, my situation is good, but the company as a whole is not good. And the market situation, I want to check how I will get, I want to go for a job in the market, but the market is not good. So right in the current company, my situation is good, but the company is not doing well. For the market, right, IT market is bad. So I'm in two minds how what to do. For senior positions, the IT market is bad.
Nishant, it seems you're concerned about the situation in the market. At the same time, you're performing well, and you look forward to having 10 years of a good career path ahead. So what are we exploring today, Nishant?
See, for me, it was more of that looking at the possibilities of what is good and bad for staying in the current company and looking outside to get better company which is doing good. That was the question in my mind.
So, Nishant, when you say looking for, a good prospects and the company doing well, how would you like to prioritize this?
See, I currently the way the work has been, I don't get time to be ready for the interviews and everything. But the interview will need preparation, and I'm not able to spend time for interview, the preparation for interview rather, before we go for interview for the companies and all these things. Other option is staying in this company and being in the similar position, right? The growth prospect is not there. Is what I see at this point of time. Things may change tomorrow at this point of time. The growth which I wanted is not there.
Great. So Nishant, it seems you are looking for growth and prospects which could really help you to have a firm career, and you are going through a little difficulty in terms of how do you manage the interviews outside. So tell me, what does this growth mean to you, Nishant?
So growth actually means that position I am in is better than today. So tomorrow I grow in terms of position and also in terms of salary and money.
And when you say where you want to have a growth in your career, how is that so important for you now?
Yeah, so when I see my future, mainly it is for security after after retire. So if I don't have enough money when I retire, I will be lost kind of thing. So it is important that I have enough money when I retire, and unless I earn more and grow, that financial security will not be there.
What do you see the future impact of, having the growth in your career?
Financial security is the major thing which I see, and also kind of work satisfaction. Which anyway, I'm not very sure, but your financial security is what I see. If I grow and I earn more, then financially I will be better.
What is the purposefulness of, having a stable and a career growth, for yourself in your life at this stage?
Yeah, so stability of career
Mm-hmm.
and financial security for me and family.
Tanisha, I hear the purpose for you to have stable career, and a growth in your career is to ensure there is a stability, and the other part is having the financial security so that you earn more, you grow more. That's what you believe in, right? So, what is becoming more clear for you now, Nishant?
What I think is that, I will have to be in one and, continue to do my job and still look for, options to explore the possibilities side. So somewhere, I need to find some time, which is not the office current work, but it is now exploring. Like learning from my side and exploring the market outside and trying to find the job, which is difficult at this point of time because of the amount of work I have. So I think, yeah, I will have to move towards finding a bit of balance
Okay.
to be ready for market as well.
What will enable you to, get to this, your aspiration of having a career growth?
Seeing the current organization, I am doing, whatever I could, at least I understand. From searching outside of this company, I will have to look at options. Maybe, talk to people and get the opportunity, be ready for interviews and other things. I'm not able to think anything else. This is what to start with.
And that's a good space to be in, Indonesia. But through our conversation, what are you learning and discovering now?
Yeah, I'm thinking that, maybe I have to do both. I was thinking either or before. But that may not be the right thing. So finding the time and exploring both would be one other thing is that reaching out to friends and people to make sure that I progress in the second path of exploring outside the surroundings.
Nishan, with this new realizations that you have just, come across, what new actions will be useful for you to take ahead this?
I'm thinking that, maybe the way I took the time for this meeting, every Monday, I may have to get some time for the preparation and other things. So I have to maybe get some reserve time for preparation and everything. While I focus on things, what is happening currently, I have to get some time out of it. Find some time now.
Find some time. And how you will be you're going to be more accountable for your actions.
For accountability, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe talk to you or talk to a friend who can at least ask me that, you know, how many, what I prepared kind of thing. Also, you know, check on the progress. Maybe I can maintain some diary or something. What action I took towards doing the new thing. Continue to do the old thing.
Can I help you?
Yeah, maybe, you know, once in a while, check in when we meet or when we talk, how things are going.
Is there anything else you would like to discuss, Nisha?
I think I'm good as of now. I will just, you know, look at these things and see. And if I have any doubt, you know, maybe we'll talk again.
Know, Nisha, my trainer a couple of weeks back, she told me through our discussions there are always new learnings. And waiting to happen, and new understandings that emerge out. So I hope I have facilitated this for you today.
Yes. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nisha. That was great
Thank you.
interacting with you. Thank you so
Same
much.
here. Thank you.
Thanks.